are here with Ali Fett, one of the finalists in the CUE's Next Top Credit Union Executive Competition. How are you?
Good, Mike. Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good. Now that the whole competition...
Yes, we can breathe. Yeah. We can breathe a little bit differently.
Good for you. Now, so what was, for folks that weren't here, what was your platform? What did you talk about?
I had the opportunity to present a tangible item that really helps us to bring the concepts of servant leadership to life, along with just helping people reach their full potential. Recognizing perhaps shared language and how we are in relationship with one another, which we think is extremely important to the success of our organization. So it's a simple, tangible jar, but it's called the life-changing jar.
Let's check it out. I have it right here. We have one of you put one of those on every table in there, and you used each of those, the ladder, the bucket, the puzzle piece, the goal, and the penny on there as an example of how we can be servant leaders and better ourselves, right?
You bet. Okay. Yeah. So each element has a different concept behind it. And really, the idea is to fulfill Maslow's hierarchy of needs and helping us reach that level that he says we desire so much as humans is that deep desire for self-actualization, which is full potential. Right. And those that are self-actualized are more agile, empathetic, and they're better problem solvers. Mm-hmm. They tend to be happier, more engaged, and so that's what we want to do, is live a fuller life.
Right, and how does that benefit? What's the credit union connection? How does that benefit credit unions?
Yeah, well, it's our job, right? It's our privilege, it's our honor to help better people's lives. In no matter how we do that, right? Financially is one avenue, but certainly I think credit unions do it in many ways. And so this is just another opportunity for us to reach out and really help others become their best self.
Right on, right on. Okay, let's get to the competition itself.
Let's do it.
So what was that whole experience like? Because I mean, there's a little bit of work involved, which is all good, because everything worthwhile, there's a little bit of work involved in it.
Absolutely.
So what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, I mean, it was gratifying work. You know, it's certainly stressful, but at the end of the day, it's for an amazing cause and competition and opportunity to compete with one another. And all ideas were amazing today.
Were.
I mean, I can't, I just said to the team in there, I said, guys, I would never want to be a judge because I don't know how they would possibly begin to narrow it down. So yeah, it's been great. But you know, these people are credit union people, right? They're great people.
Yep.
And so really at the end of the day, anybody can win this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's about supporting and elevating and all the principles I think that line up with the jar is what we're about. So
Let's start at the beginning here.
Okay.
Why did you venture into this whole journey here?
Yes. Well, Bryce Roth, a good friend
of mine.
Bryce, he had this opportunity several years ago and just I was so impressed with him and again, getting him outside of his comfort zone. He said it was one of the best things he'd ever done. And so making it to the final five for him and watching him go through that experience and supporting him from afar was awesome. And I just was inspired to say, hey, let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Exactly.
I like to compete. Let's see what see where this takes me.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You bet.
So, all right. So let's look at it from a career standpoint.
Sure.
I mean, building on this, where do you want to take your career with it? Where do you want to go? Because I mean, if you win, fantastic.
Yes.
If not, this is a pretty darn good level here as well.
Great platform. You bet, Mike. That's a great question. I think a couple of ways. I think obviously I feel like I'm put on this earth to serve. So wherever that is, right? I can do that. I'm blessed enough to do it at Verve, a credit union in Wisconsin, and I love it there. I love my team. I think they're pretty awesome, bad awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of language
like
we
that.
Use. So I would love to stay there and continue the good work. I'd love to be able to bring this out into our community and really help people thrive on who they already are as human beings. The only other thing I could see doing is writing some books someday. Maybe perhaps about the jar, maybe not, but just I'd love to write books someday or be a motivational speaker. That'd be cool.
All right. Well, you're well on your way already. Good job.
You.
All right,
Thank
Ali.
So
well
much.
Done. Good
Mike,
job.
I appreciate it.
Congrats.